News you can use. CNN 650 Radio News. Real news, real fast.
Hi, and welcome back to the Mike Honig Show, Think Wing Radio on CNN 650 and CNN650.com. I am talking to Heather Saucier of the Harris County Flood Control District, and if you want to participate in the show, please give us a call at 713-9650-650. Okay, Heather, before we went to the break, we were talking about the evolution of floodplains, detention and retention facilities, whether channeling sometimes helps or hurts or both. Could you go into that a little for us?
Well, let me start by saying that our floodplains are smaller today than they ever have been in the history of Harris County.
Never knew that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, prior to the land being developed, our floodplains were very vast and very extensive because our channels were very shallow by nature. They were shallow, and so they came out of their banks often, and the water would spread around, taking up a lot of area of the county. Well, as we came here and began to develop, we wanted better drainage, and so we made those channels wider and deeper in order to drain the water faster and get it out to Galveston Bay faster. And so the projects that we build at the Flood Control District continue that. We make our channels wider and deeper, and that actually shrinks floodplains. It brings them into the banks of the bayous. And if we can't get the water out fast enough by making the channels wider and deeper, we store the water on site in through detention. And you asked earlier, what's the difference between detention and retention? A lot of times we hear people say, you're building retention ponds. Well, no, actually, we don't want retention ponds. Those are called lakes. Those are called lakes. It's the permanent storage of water. We want detention basins because we only want the water to be temporarily detained. We want them empty most of the time so that they can fill up when our bayous threaten to come out of their banks. And so, you know, this kind of segues into the fact that a lot of times people believe that development causes flooding here in Houston and Harris County. But, you know, since the 1980s, there have been very strict regulations in place for new land development. And anytime a developer goes to put concrete over grass, he has to remain accountable for that through on-site detention. They can store the water underground. But the key behind it all is to not allow more stormwater to run off into our area bayous and streams and at a faster rate. And so all of that has to be compensated for or mitigated, as we say in engineering jargon. And so really, we don't believe that new land development is making our floodplains any larger or negating the benefits of our projects. Because believe me, we spend billions of dollars, and I mean billions of dollars, putting projects in the ground to reduce flooding risks. If we thought that every time a new development went in, if we thought it was sending more water into our channels faster, we would be the first ones to speak up and say, you can't do this. We've just spent all this money building this project, and now you're negating the benefits of it. So we don't believe that that is true. However, I will say that way back when this area was really booming, a lot of areas were put in the ground prior to our current understanding of the location and the depth of our floodplains. And many areas really were built in the wrong place. They were built hopelessly deep in the floodplain. And so a lot of our work has been retroactive. We've had to go back and mainly through our voluntary home buyout program, we have been able to relocate about 2,500 families on a voluntary basis, get them out of the floodplain, move them to higher ground. And once we demolish their old homes, that land remains vacant forever. We allow it to return and function as the floodplain that it is and always has been.
I want to touch on a thing that really doesn't relate to what you do, but I just it's come to my attention. You talked about the billions of dollars which go into flood control. There is an organization that has been doing some phone banking. They're called, I believe, RenewHouston.org. And what they are touting is a pay-as-you-go flood control system. I'll be honest, I have not had the time to research them yet. I probably will, and I may talk about them further. But just intuitively, it seems to me that if you are doing flood control on a pay-as-you-go basis, then you're going to have flooding until you have the money to pay for the flood control. And that has costs as well. So at least until I am corrected, I would tend to call it flood as you go. But that's not what Heather does. Heather reports information. I do opinion. Subsidence is...
If I can just say, the group that you're talking about, it doesn't have much relevance with what we do at the Flood Control District. You know, the city has its own way of raising money for its flood control
projects.
True,
it is a municipal thing.
Right. And our funding comes from a dedicated ad valorem property tax. And also by partnering with the Army Corps of Engineers, a lot of our funding is federal. They basically share the cost of studies and projects with us by about 50%. When we do voluntary home buyouts, we partner with FEMA, and they pay about 75%.
Because government has a role in public safety. It just does.
Absolutely. And so we try to leverage our local tax dollars by partnering with the federal government on many types of projects. So I don't want people to think that the Flood Control District is considering pay as you go. That is not how we operate at our agency.
That is an excellent point, and thank you for pointing that out, because otherwise I might have unintentionally misled people as to the relationship between Harris County and that city charter amendment petition. But getting back to the other question, subsidence, when I first moved to Houston in 77, the buzzword was subsidence. We're pumping out groundwater. The city is sinking. It's causing more flooding. You were telling me during the break that that's actually a misconception.
Well, we don't have issues with subsidence like we did in the past because of the conversion to go from groundwater to surface water. But I do think it's important to point out that when we were pumping water from the ground, we did have issues with subsidence, but it was very evenly spread throughout the county, if you will. So, for example, we didn't have some areas sinking and other areas not. We were all sinking about the same amount. So we still maintain a slope to Galveston Bay, albeit not a, it's a lot, as we discussed
just,
earlier.
Just a teensy inch below sea level more.
Right. So,
or above, rather.
So it's not changing our slope. We're still able to drain because we have a slope toward Galveston Bay. But yes, we did get a little bit closer or sink a little bit because of subsidence over the years, but it was really more of the coastal areas that probably saw were most affected by that as opposed to more inland areas.
In my sort of ADD way, I'm going to jump around to another subject here. We had talked about the fact that we used to pump groundwater, and now there has been a conversion, a state-mandated conversion to surface water. It seems to me that flood control on one level should also be saving water for surface water. I know, like in northern states like New York, they have an extensive reservoir system where water is held from mountain runoff and snow runoff and then is fed down to the cities. Now, I realize we don't exactly have the equivalent of the Catskill or Adirondack Mountains around here.
Not in the least.
Not in the least. A hill, a mountain here is about 30 feet above sea level. But is there anything like that being done or being considered being done, mixing flood control with actually surface drinking water?
I have certainly heard people talk about it, but not from our agency. Really, we are mandated to reduce flooding risks and damages, and that's what we focus on.
Okay.
Anything beyond or above that, really, yes, it's being talked about by many people. A lot of conservationists are talking about that. Is there any way to harness our stormwater and possibly use it for other purposes in the future? I think it's a great idea. I know many of us at the Flood Control District think so as well. But as far as our mandate, and we were established by the Texas legislature, we need to focus on reducing flooding risks and damages.
And that's something I've learned from you as we've discussed this show today, getting prepared for it, is I don't think I understood, and probably many other people don't understand, exactly how many subdivisions there are of responsibility for flood control. You've got the county, you've got the state, you've got the city, you've got the federal government. Can you kind of give us an idea how this patchwork fits together as it relates at least to the Harris County Flood Control District?
Well, yes. I mean, we have a very extensive and intricate drainage system network here. And so every one of us has different jurisdictions to oversee. We oversee much of the open channel drainage network, like the bayous and the rivers and the streams and many of their large tributaries. Inside the city of Houston, it's the city that oversees the storm sewers and the roadside ditches. In terms of highways, generally speaking, that would be the Texas Department of Transportation. And we've got many municipalities spread throughout the county. They also have their own criteria and regulations for how the drainage storm system works. And so we all do work together because our system is overlapping. Eventually, all of the water ends up in our area bios and streams, and ultimately we all get wet, but it all ends up in our bios and our streams and ultimately outfalls into Galveston Bay. And so we certainly have to work together on a regular and consistent basis in order to make sure that the system is working as it should and getting that water out to Galveston Bay.
We only have about 1 minute before we go to break again, but you had mentioned home buyouts. That was one of the things I saw on the website. We're going to have to make sure we mention the website to people. Actually, I'm going to do that right now. So I don't forget, if you want more information than you ever wanted to know about the Harris County Flood Control District, and I'll tell you, it's almost all entirely interesting, go to hcfcd.org. So it's the abbreviation, Harris County Flood Control District .org. And there's really lots and lots of information there, not only about stuff we're talking about, but stuff we won't have time for. When we come back, one of the things I'm curious about is that home buyout. I know that there must be times when the district approaches communities or homes for that. Are there ways of applying for that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we are going to come back to that in just a minute. And you are listening to the Mike Honig Show on CNN 650 with Heather Saucier of the Harris County Flood Control District. And we'll be right back.